Tommy, conditions might just play a part today. We've got a gale force wind, snow. It might be quite advantageous to kick with the wind first half or not.
Possibly, you know. I think we're lucky to have a game. I think the pitches that got exposed yesterday didn't really help anybody. I don't think. I think it probably unsettled us, the fans, the opposition. Hopefully, more than what it affected us. But you know, our ground staff have done an amazing job to get this game ahead. Conditions will probably play a part, but our lads have got to go out there and, despite conditions and pitches and all that kind of stuff, we can't have any excuses today. We know what we need to do, and the lads will get challenged that, and we want to win this game of football.
As you said the other day, you want the lads to be right up for it right from the kick-off and put a show on for the fans.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we were content with Tuesday night's point, delighted with last Saturday's win. Performance suffered a little bit, which again could, you know, you could point towards the pitch, and Curzon are not actually a bad passing team, but we want to get back to playing fluid attacking football, and hopefully today the lads will be on it from the first minute, and then we can go and send all the fans home happy again.
Have you made any changes to Tuesday's team?
Yes, Josh Eaton's come back into the starting 11. Joe Wheatley's also come back into the starting 11, so two changes for us. Obviously Jack and Greg Mills have come out. Other than that, you know, we're strong at the minute. Injuries obviously catching up with us as well, so we should be in a real strong position probably a week, 2 weeks time, where we really have some selection headaches.
Champion, all the best, Tommy.
Cheers, Ray.